I was one of the moderators for the last session, which involved multidisciplinary treatment for gastric and esophageal cancers. And the general theme was regarding what the optimal intensity and number of treatments are for these cancers. In general, in past years, we've had many abstracts and studies suggesting that more treatment might improve survival. Today, the question was, do we need to treat patients as intensively? For example, one of the topics was for esophageal cancers. Do patients who have a very good response to chemotherapy and radiation need to go ahead to have surgery, which is still very common practice in North America? Similar for lower esophageal cancers of the gastroesophageal junction, the same question came up. Not all patients need to have all treatments. Now, a challenge is deciding which patients need the all treatments and which patients can do very well with less therapy. And from the last session, we don't yet have the markers or imaging studies to tell us exactly who does not need all treatments, but there's lots of exciting research that probably in a few years will have better surrogates for patients who will likely do better or do worse with therapy, and that might help us decide who needs more therapy and who doesn't.